Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me. I wanna live, God, so you can use me. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me, make me, use me in your own special way. I wanna live, God, so you.
think y'all heard me on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned in to I Am Royalty Radio Show. Yes, I Am Royalty Radio Show. I just want to start off on today just letting you know that today favor is on your life, greatness is on your life, health is on your life, wealth is on your life, success is on your life, abundance is on your life, prosperity is on your life, righteousness is on your life, holiness is on your life, sanctification is on your life, purification is on your life, and purifying you in the blood of Jesus Christ is all over your life. Hallelujah. I want to change it up on today. Yes, I'm going to let you know that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us the right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for you and you and you on here on today, all of you in the switchboard, all of you in the chat room, all of you listening for your computers and your laptops, all of you listening from your PDA, whatever way you're listening in. I just want to thank God for you on today to let you know that today is Faith, Faith, and Finance Friday. And whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you trust God to do, today is the day to expect him to do it on today. If you need your faith to build up, he's going to build it up for you today. If you need some more finances, you speak it out of your mouth, you'll get it on today. And I'm telling you, whatever you need in this season, it's happening on today. Hallelujah. I just want to bless the name of the Lord our God, who is my life, not just the head of my life, but who is my life. Words of Apostle Michael Robinson. I thank God just for being blessed by the best, and I can sit back and forget about the rest. Don't you know, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, don't you know that mountains, only a mountain if you allow it to be a mountain. Let me say that again just in case somebody didn't hear me say that. A mountain to you is only a mountain if you allow it to be a mountain. The only way a mountain can grow in your life and become bigger than who you are if you allow it to be a mountain. Well, woman of God, what are you talking about? How I don't have in my life. Well, I'm going to give you an example of a couple of mountains that happens even in my own personal life and anyone else's life in the world to know as of today. Oh, bills. If you don't have enough to pay your bills, or it's being too much, too stressful to you, it can become a mountain in your life. So health can become a mountain in your life. Your family, a mountain in your life. Ministry, friends, people, places, and things, issues, junk, garbage, things can become mountains in your life. But aha, the Lord let me know something on today, that we have the power to make that mountain fall down to the little molehill. We have a power to tell that mountain to move and cast this stuff into the sea, and it will move because nothing will be impossible for us. The Lord let me know on today that a mountain is only a mountain if you see it as a mountain. But if you put your trust in the Lord, come on, somebody, if you put your ability in the Lord, and if you have divine favor in the Lord and faith in the Lord, you can tell that mountain to move, and you can keep on walking right past it, right through it, because it's going to move, because one time of your voice command. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that on today, nothing is too big for God. Nothing in your life is too big for you. Nothing should have control over you, but you should have control over it. How? Why are you saying that, woman of God? Why are you saying that, Pastor Tashana, on today? It's because the Bible says in Psalms 28 that he gives us power and authority, dominion over all things, and put us in charge of everything he has made. That means everything in your life should not have power over you, but you should have power over it. You know, people say, I got to go make this money. No. You should not go have to go make the money. The money should come to you. The money don't control you, but you control it. I have to go do this. No, you should control it. Don't you know, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, that you have the power and the authority and dominion to open up your mouth and subdue the land? Don't you know you're supposed to replenish on a daily basis? Don't you know you're supposed to multiply everything in your life times two on a daily basis? Woo! I just got excited when I felt that. Multiply your life on a daily basis times two. Don't you know that that's supposed to happen in your life? Woo! I'm telling you, whatever you need and whatever you want on today can be a new day for you. It can be just like you just was born on today. It can be just like you starting a new job on today. It can be just like you starting a new position on today. But all you got to do is trust and have faith in God things will come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. I think I've got to went a little bit ahead of my topic on today, but I'm just super excited on today. I'm excited about what God is about to do in our lives. I'm excited about the places he's going to take us in our lives. The Bible says, oh God, in 1 Samuel 12, verse 16, stand still and see the great thing that the Lord is about to do right before your eyes. Isn't it wheat harvest now? Don't you know we are in the season of wheat and barley harvest? Don't you know back in the Bible days in the Old Testament, if you begin to study for yourself, barley and wheat harvest were when they had harvest time, when they multiplied in number, when they had more than enough, when they had overflow, when they had success, when they had greatness, when the barley was on the scene, and when the wheat was on the scene, it was nothing that they did not have in their life. That's why they had focus on God. That's why they worshiped God. That's why they gave God their all, because they didn't have to worry about the things that we worry about. But I'm here to let you know today, the same Lord, the same God that blessed them back in Genesis Revelation is the same Lord and the same God in your life. And he will bless you, multiply your life times two if you just ask him on today. I want some crazy fake people on the phone. I want some people that are going to give God a radical praise on today. I want somebody got some blind faith, some mad dog faith, some bulldog faith to hold your hand up and say, Lord, multiply my life times two. Head double shot. Multiply my life times two. I need you to multiply my life times two. I need you to do this for my life times two. If that's somebody on the line, if that's somebody wherever you live, say it one more time. Multiply my life times two. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, if you trust and believe in God, you can know that you know that you know that he's going to do some great things in your life. Hallelujah. I just want to go in on today, what the Lord gave me. We already know today is Faith, Favor, and Finance Friday. It's always Faith, Favor, and Finance Friday. I just want you to know, whenever you get up in the morning on Friday, you get up and say, whoo, today is Faith, Favor, Finance Friday. That means whatever I want, whatever I need, I can trust God to give it to me on today. I'm coming to you out of John 14, verse 13 and 14, New International Version. And the word of the Lord says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. I want y'all to remember that word, my name, those two words. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Let me read it one more time. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. May God have a blessing to the readers and the hearers and the doers of the word for the edification of our souls. Hallelujah. And today, the topic is called Say His Name, Say His Name. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. Say His Name, Say His Name. Well, I got this topic and this subject today off. I just got it this morning, and I never would have even thought about I'd ever be even talking or even giving something about this, but it is so funny to me. How many of you out there know that God will talk to you through TV shows, movies, songs, whatever it is in life? Psalm 8 says that the Lord is mindful of us, and we should look at his creation and watch him so he can speak to us on a daily basis. Well, on last night, my kids kept bugging me. They got some kids' movies, and they wanted me because they always watch movies with me, so they wanted me last night to watch a cartoon with me, with them. Well, I'm not really into cartoons like that, but I kind of like, okay, they watch movies with me, I'm going to watch a cartoon with them. And it's an old cartoon. I don't know if a lot of y'all know this out there listening on the airwaves on today, but it's a cartoon that my kids used to watch when they was very little, at least about 5, 6, 7 years ago. They was little. My oldest daughter was at least about 11 then, maybe 10, and my son was like maybe, my little baby was like maybe about 4 or 5 at the time, and it's called Teen Titans. So yesterday, they wanted me to watch it with them. Now, I'm going to tell you how God worked it. My oldest daughter here right now, she'll tell you. As the song of the TV show came on, I was sitting in my bed, and I got extremely happy, everyone. I got extremely happy, and I didn't even know why in the world. I'm getting happy off this cartoon that I really don't even want to watch. But as it was coming on, the music was dun, 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 dun. And I just didn't see me got happy, so I was shaking my head. And they looked at it and said, oh, my God, Mama acting like a little kid, because they don't hardly see me act like a little girl. So they said, Mama acting acting like a kid. She getting excited off the theme music. And I said to myself, Lord, why in the world am I getting excited off this theme music? Why in the world all the cartoon haven't even started yet? And I was like trying to control myself. And it's like I have that childlike faith. I hope somebody getting this. I have that childlike faith that Jesus said that we should have to inherit the kingdom of God. So as it was coming on, I was getting excited like a kid. So then we begin to watch a show. The first cartoon was called The Puppet King. Oh, somebody's going to get this. So as in the show, it's five different characters. It's Raven, Starfire, Robin, Cyborg, and Beast Boy. They're five teenagers who come together. I hope somebody's going to catch this. Come together with each of their gifts and each of their abilities, and they come together in unity as one to fight the enemy. So in this one, it was the Puppet King who was trying to take them out and trying to take their powers because their powers were so great. So on last night, as they all came together, the Puppet King got Robin, he captured Beast Boy, he captured Cyborg, but it was one that stood out among all the characters that I'm talking about on today. That's why I got that topic, say his name. So as the Puppet King began to kill her and suck out the last of her breath, on that cartoon, she begins to say the name that she's confident in, the name that gives her the ability. She begins to say the name with her last breath. Oh, somebody getting this. She begins to say his name with the last of her breath. And right before the Puppet King almost got her soul, her spirit rose up. She got her power back. She couldn't die, but she had to live because she called on this name. Ooh, how's somebody getting this? You better call his name, men and women of God. You better trust in this name. So as she begins to say the name that she knows to give her the ability and the power, she begins to live. So I'm going to give you examples of what the Lord gave me off this character, Raven. Raven of Teen Titans, she say this name every time her powers come out. Whenever she want to beat the enemy, she says this name. As John 14:13-14 says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it if you just ask me. So she began to say this name, and she has power. She throws out blue little darts, and it kills everyone, and she can blow up, and she can fly, and she can do things with her eyes because she say this name. The Bible says in Mark 16, the last four verses, whatever you ask in my name, those that believe, these miracles, signs, and wonders will take place. They can cast out demons in my name. They can lay hands on the sick. If they get bit by a snake, it can't kill them. If they drink anything poison, it can't hurt them. And if they lay hands on the sick, they shall be delivered in my name. Hallelujah. The next thing Raven can do, she meditates on the name day and night. She sits there and she holds her hands out Indian style and she says this name all the time. And as she says this name all the time, she gets her strength, she gets her ability, she gets her power to be activated, her gifts get stirred up, and it gives her the strength to go out there and fight a battle. Well, the Bible says in Psalms 1, verse 3, meditate on my word day and night, and you shall be like the tree planted, head of a shot, like the rivers of water, and all season may you bear much fruit. Hallelujah. It also said in Joshua 1, the same as that thing. Be strong and courageous and meditate on the word day and night, and you'll be successful in all that you do. Hope somebody getting this out there. Hallelujah. Another thing she do, she thinks on this name in her mind. She can move things by thinking this name in her mind. Whatever she wants, if she wants a chair to come to her, and she thinks this name in her mind first, then and say chair in her mind, the chair comes. Oh, somebody getting this. And she thinks whatever she wants in her mind, and she say money, the money comes. And she thinks this name in her mind, and she say car, the car is coming. She can move all objects, a house, a car, a chair, a truck, whatever she wants. When she thinks this name in her mind, all of the things that she thinks comes to her life. Well, I know a verse in the Bible that I love so much, and it's Ephesians 3:20, and it says, now unto him who's able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, working enough. I want to let somebody know out there, you better get some raving faith. You better get some faith that when you think that name, that once you say the name Jesus in your mind, you can think money, you can think healing, you can think deliverance, and it will come in your life. Once you get the name Jesus in your eye, your mouth, and say his name, the devil can't touch you, death can't touch you, people can't touch you, issues can't touch you, nothing can touch you because you done said the name of Jesus. I want somebody out there on today to say Jesus. Jesus. I want you to know that that name is powerful in anything in your life. Whatever is going on in your life, when you say the name Jesus, it got to leave your life. Hallelujah. Last but not least, of the things that she do, I told y'all in the beginning, when the puppy king almost killed her, and he almost took the last breath, and almost took her soul, her last breath wasn't saying nothing crazy, but she said that name. And when she said that name, her life came back into her. She lived, her sister, which is her best friend, they beat the enemy, and they won the battle. Proverbs 18:21 says these exact words. Death and life comes in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit of therein. I want you today to activate your gift. I want you today to activate your ability. I want you today to walk in your purpose, walk in your destiny. Sit back, or lean back, open up your mouth, and say Jesus, and watch God bless your very life. I told God on today, if he gave me this on today, because I didn't even know what he was going to give me, and he gave me this, and I said, Lord, you want me to talk about a team playing character? He said, yes, daughter. That's why you got excited on yesterday, because if you just say my name, and you just speak my name, if you just meditate on my name, nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing that I will not do in your life. Nothing you cannot do if you just say the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. I'm telling you, you may think just saying the name Jesus is something, but don't you know the name Jesus is your ability to get the things that God has for your life? Don't you know the name Jesus signs up your gift? Don't you know the name Jesus, every demon got to flee? Don't you know the name Jesus, your bills going to get paid? Don't you know the name Jesus, you're going to get healed in your body and delivered and set free? But all you got to do is meditate on the name, think about the name, say the name Jesus. Hey, double sh. Ooh, say the name Jesus. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what it feels like. But say the name Jesus. Woo! My. I'm telling you, if you only can see this cartoon, just put it up on YouTube and pull up Teen Titans, and you will tell me, Pastor Tashana, woo, you are right about this cartoon. I'm telling you, she almost died. If Raven would have looked at her the way it looked, she would have died because the puppet king had a life in his hands. He was taking a breath, but she had confidence in the name. She knew that the name would help her life. She knew that if she said that name, she was not going to ever live in the clever works of the Lord. So all you got to do when the enemy is in your way and he comes through like a flood, you just call on the name Jesus and watch God break everything out of your life. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, God. Don't you know that when you say the name Jesus, nothing will be impossible for you? When you say his name, when you focus on his name, there's healing in his name, deliverance in his name, strength in his name, protection in his name, providing in his name. He be your strong tower, your battle axe in the tower of war, your friend, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your bank consultant, your job, whatever you need in life. If you just say the name Jesus, it is so. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord our God on today. I want somebody to praise God right now, because it's in his name. Say his name. Say his name. Almost shot. I want you to know that whatever you want right now, whatever the potential. you got it for the Lord, stop it in the name of Jesus. Stop it in the blood of Jesus. And watch by faith it happens in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe that, just say glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm telling you, whatever you need and whatever you desire is in his name. We only got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to open up the phone line to a few people, and I want them just to say whatever they want to say or just say how the show blessed them on today. I'm going to call out your area code and your first two numbers. Hallelujah. Caller, you're live on the air, and your area code is 267-304.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Boatwright.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Boatwright.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God is yet worthy, yet worthy, yet worthy, and we are excited about what God is doing.
Yes, 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 yes. Apostle Boatwright, I'm telling you, I got so blessed last night on that show. I'm telling you, it blew my mind back. I'm telling you, God is doing some great things in our lives. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, amen. Yes. And continue to stand steadfast in the word of the Lord, knowing that your labor will never be in vain as long as you keep your focus in God.
Amen, amen. I obtain that. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Next caller on the air. Oh, I know who this is. 269-206.
Yes.
Caller.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I was truly touched by the word on today. I actually did watch that cartoon, and it kind of amazed me because like, the same thing that you got out of it, I got out of it too, but I never, you know, really paid attention to it, you know, because I never look at it that way, but when you just explained it, how you looked at it, it made it more clear. It's like, oh, okay, and so I was just truly amazed by that today. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm telling you, I watched that. I did daycare. My daycare kids watched it. My kids watched it. And I never saw that cartoon on that way and far back then. But on last night, God gave me such a revelation. I said, I'm going, before you know it, I'm going to talk about every character on there and their abilities to get to where we get to because it's awesome. I'm telling you, God is speaking to us, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches. God is speaking to us on a daily basis. We just have to be sensitive in the spirit enough to see what is he talking to us on. I'm telling you, people think that God only has to talk to you this way. No, it's over 100 and some odd numbers ways that God can speak to you. And we just have to be sensitive to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church and hear what he is saying to us so we can activate that in our lives and walk in the greatness and the power and the authority that God has given us. God is ready for us to walk in that authority that is in the book of Acts. God is ready for us to walk in that authority that Elijah and Elisha had. Raised the dead and people was hungry and they can put oil in the vessels and they was hungry and they fixed their lives and their cabinets overflow and when dead people fall on our bones, they raise up. God is ready for those miracles, signs, and wonders to happen in our lives, but we have to activate our faith to the word of God. We have to activate our lives to the word of God and walk in that authority and stop being so doubtful. I love in Matthew 17 when the man's son was having seizures and Jesus said, you know, you doubt. And he said, well, help my unbelief. You know, he wanted the Lord to help his unbelief. Some of us, I don't care how long you've been saved, some of us don't still have that faith that we had when we first got saved. Some of us need to be real and tell God to help our unbelief so we can walk in some new authority, new territory that Isaiah 43:19 says, forget the former things, forget the past. See, God is doing a new thing in you. Now do you perceive it? We have to walk in something new on a daily basis so we can fight these things that's coming against us on a daily basis so we can have the authority to cast out demons, raise the dead. Matthew 10:8 says we are able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the leprosy, sickness, and disease, cast out demons. That's what we should be able to do on a daily basis. But we have to know that we have that authority, know that if we say the name of Jesus, it ain't about us anyway. Our flesh need to sit down anyway, but our spirit need to rise up and walk in that authority. Hallelujah.
So I'm just excited on today. Hallelujah. I'm just excited how God is just blessing our lives and how he is sending some powerful words to our spirit. God is using the unexpected things to speak to us now. He's using the unusual things to speak to us now. We just have to really hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. It don't matter where it looks like it's coming from, but we got to be just like this woman Raven. Even if it looks like it's not going to happen, we got to trust the word of God and tell everything in our life to come subject to the word of God. I don't care if God promised you that you're going to have a big old house on the hill, and it's 3 years go by, and the devil say, you ain't going to get the house on the hill. That person just lied to you. They just a lying prop. You say, the devil, get behind thee, and don't you tempt the Lord thy God. But I'm going to trust. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have confidence in what the word of the Lord said. And if the Lord said, if I have faith in him, I will be upheld. If I have faith in this prophet, I will be successful and prosper. And I don't care if it's 6 years from now. I'm going to get that house on the hill because God's word said it. And he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of Mary Pitt. And he's faithful with all his promises and loving toward everyone he's made. And I'm going to get my house on the hill. And that's what you got to do in the season. That's what we have to do as saints of God. A lot of times when things don't come when we want it to, the devil try to speak in our ears and talk to us and make us think this thing is not going to happen. But how many out there know that he's a liar and he's a defeated foe? He don't have no power, no authority in our lives unless we give it to him. Hallelujah. Before I let you go on today, everyone, I was watching The Passion of Christ. I've been on a consecration for 40, obviously I'm going for 40 days, today day 27. And on today, I was watching The Passion of Christ. I've been watching it ever since Monday, well, no, Tuesday. And every day I watch it. And as I watch it, in the beginning of it, I know everybody saw this movie, but in the beginning of it, as Jesus was in the garden, and he was praying to the Lord to take the cup of suffering for him and to give him strength and not my will, your will be done, the devil came up on the scene, and he began to speak to Jesus, who is you? Who is your father? Can one man save the sins of the world? Can one man take the burdens off this world? And Jesus didn't pay him no attention. Jesus kept on praying to the Lord, kept on getting his strength, kept on. He wasn't focused on what the devil was saying. He was focused on what the Lord said. So then the devil let worms come out his nose, and then the devil let a gold, yellow, white snake come out to try to bite Jesus. Jesus wasn't afraid of that. He kept on praying, raised up his right foot, crushed that serpent underneath his feet. That Psalm 91 says he could do. And he kept on praying. And as he got done doing that, the devil fled from him. Like the Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He fled from him. And that's when Judas was coming with the people to come arrest the Lord. Don't you know that's how we got to be, men and women of God? When we praying and when we seeking God and when we worshiping and when we meditating, we got to clear our minds, take all this garbage, this stuff, this day-to-day stuff out of us and focus on what the Lord's saying. Focus on what we saying to the Lord and what he's saying back to us. Don't you know that sometimes God want to say more to us, but we just always doing the one that's talking. We can't hear what the Lord is saying. The Bible says in Psalm 46 and 10, be still and know that he's God. Whenever you talk to the Lord, it's your part to be quiet and just listen. And then after he said what he got to say, then you speak, then he listen. You speak, he listen. You speak, he speak, you listen. Back and forth, like we are right now talking. I'm talking, you ought to listen. When you talk, I listen. That's how it is with God. And that's how sometimes when we get ourselves and bump our heads against the wall, we say, Lord, Lord, Lord. The Lord, like, oh, no, 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 no. I even have no part in that. You talk so much, you didn't listen to what I had to say. We have to listen to what the Lord is saying and focus on him. Forget about what the enemy is saying. He's a liar, defeated foe anyway. Ain't no truth up in him. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. So we can't listen to what he's saying. We have to listen to what the Lord is saying in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to be off the air. Oh, I know this air. Hallelujah. Mother Newsom, you're
Hello.
Live on the air.
Hello there.
Bless
God
you.
Bless you today. On
Hallelujah.
This Faith, Favor, and Finance Friday. I'm looking to the hills from which cometh all my help. I look forward to the blessings of God more so than some people are looking forward to the holiday. We don't know if the holiday is, we're going to be here when the holiday comes, but we do know that we'll be somewhere around when Jesus makes his return. And as we see the signs of the judgment, God's word is coming more and more alive on the inside of me as I open up my mind and my spirit to what the Lord is saying. I say to you, God bless you, and to each one that's listening, let us seek God even the more while he yet can be found. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Everyone, that's the Mother Newsom of the greatest mother in the world. We call her the greatest mother in the world of Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, Church of God in Christ, the church that I love and attend, where the founder's apostle, Michael B. Robinson. I'm telling you, it's just time now for us saints to get together and to just move forward and don't be stopped. And know that there's something great in our future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. And know that every promise that God says in that Bible and that word and that foundation, it is ours. It's yes. ours. It's nothing the devil can do about it. It's ours, flat out. So I just want you all to have a blessed day on today. Know that you are blessed by the best. Know that today is faith, favor, and finance. Walk in the fog, favor of God. Be led by GPS, God's prosperity system. Actually, it's the best on the market. Be government and the government of cream. Christ rules everything around me. And just know that he does rule everything around you. And just focus on that and walk in it and sit back, chillax. I say chillax. That means relaxing and chilling at the same time. And just put all your trust and confidence in God. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. I will be with you next week at the same time, and you be blessed, and I will see you all soon. Agape!